Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
January 9th at 8 o'clock at the factory. It is Neil Forever, a Neil Diamond tribute show. And that is perfect timing because of the new film that is out, Song Sung Blue, starring Hugh Jackman and Kate Hudson. And that movie is it's getting a lot of publicity right now. So it must be an interesting time to be involved in a Neil tribute show. Considering the movie is about a Neil Diamond tribute band. David Jacobson is the lead singer of Neil Forever, and he joins us now on 104.1 FM KMOX. David, good to have you. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me, and happy to be on.
So we are looking forward to your show, which is a week from this Friday at the Factory in Chesterfield, and it is a Neil Diamond tribute show. So I mean, this is, like I said, kind of perfect timing to be touring right now and then to have this movie coming out. Have you noticed an effect from that?
Yeah, well, of course. I mean, it's, between the Broadway show and this movie, the interest of Neil Diamond between all of the age groups now is really obvious. And there's a groundswell that was expected with all this new excitement. But yes, for sure, we're seeing a lot of interest.
Now, David, you have obviously your whole show, Neil Forever, a swashbuckling 14-piece ensemble. But you're not just the lead singer. You created Neil Forever. You put this band together. And so how did you do that and why did you do it?
A little crazy, I guess. I didn't know what I was getting myself into. Moving 14 people around the country is not easy. But, it's interesting. I've always been into music. I've done different things throughout my life. And I've always had a Neil Diamond tone in my voice as a tenor. And it was always a comment people made who knew Neil Diamond. And it was just about 3 years ago, we were fooling around. We have a little music studio, and we started playing a few Neil Diamond songs. And it was like, wait a minute, this is starting to sound really good. And we just fell in love. And then I took a deep dive into Neil's history. I was never a big Neil Diamond fan growing up, but over the year that I was putting this thing together, the research and the interviews that I watched and so much information I learned about him and his history, I just really fell in love. And I also found out that his live performances, love him or don't love him, he has one of the most joyful live experiences that I've ever seen. I saw him live at Jones Beach in New York. So it turned out to be a passion-driven project, and it turns out that we're pretty good at it. We got some great musicians, and they're all talented, more talented than I am. I just happen to sound like Neil, but these guys kill it, and we put on a very exciting show.
And this is sort of this group that you have is a bit of a family thing too, isn't it?
Oh yeah, you know, thanks for saying that. Yeah, my son is the music director. He is the talented one in the family. Mm-hmm. He actually is the one that really has great skills in musicianship. And my daughter is one of the backup vocals. And we travel together, and it's been very special having them part of this for sure.
When you created this, were you confident that there was an appetite for it, that people would come to the shows, or did you have doubts, or did others doubt you?
You know, that's a great question. You know, for sure, you know, one of the things that's interesting, you know, I watched something the piano player who sings Yellow Brick Road. What's his
Elton
name?
Elton John.
Yeah.
Elton John. See that? I'm all Neil Diamond. I can't even think of anyone else. So What happens, he said, don't ever play a room bigger than you can handle. So he always, his idea for a band was go to a smaller room, pack it out, go to another room and pack it out. So yes, my vision was to go to theaters. We wanted to play in front of larger crowds. And there was a big doubt from everyone, even part of the band members. You sure you want to do this larger theater? And I was like, yes, we have to go for it. And we did. We went to the Paramount in New York. We went to other theaters that were bigger than we were. And it worked out very well because it turns out that the Broadway show kicked off and it was very prominent in the news. So we had a little bit of a backwind, a little tailwind, and it helped us. It really did. So there was definitely a doubt in my mind. There was a lot of nerve-wracking concerts when ticket sales seemed to be, waning. And then at the last minute, I don't even know how we just sold out and people started to love Neil Diamond and the younger people were getting involved. So there was a challenge at the beginning, but it all worked out.
That's wild that you did this. And like you said, the Broadway show happened. Now the movie's starting out. And I'm glad you brought up young people because I imagine you have a ton of different ages at your shows. This is like, and here's why I think that. Imagine the 1988 Neil Diamond Greatest Hits Live VHS. We had that. I was 5, 6, 7 years old. I was in love with it. I watched that VHS over and over again at such a young age, which is really funny. And I do think there's something in that Neil Diamond that does resonate with all different ages. Like you said, maybe it's his joyous performance. But at 8 years old, 6 years old, I loved it.
Yeah, I'm doing the math now, we're 88, 6 years old. But yes, for sure. It's resonating with people for a lot of reasons. The publicity with the Broadway show and all that, for sure. But it's also, I think that everything old becomes new again when it's really authentic and it's real and it's special and it's joyous because, music could be music, but you listen to today's music and, I have a younger son who listens to music that I can't relate to. I appreciate it because, he loves it. But it all comes down to the fact that how does it make you feel? Does it make you happy? And does it entertain you? And people are now, they're hungry for that stuff. Maybe it was because COVID was around for a few years. It kept people from seeing live performances. So people wanted to get back out there again. And that's pretty much when the concert, the Broadway show became live. So I think it was a perfect storm for Neil Diamond. And it's just really, the key word you said before is the word joy. And I truly mean that, is that we see people that are 20 years old, 25 years old, and we see people in their 80s that have tears in their eyes when we're playing. Can you imagine an 85-year-old, person coming to a concert and feeling the way they did 50 years ago at a live Neil Diamond concert? And that's why we concentrate so much on the authenticity, not just in the sound, but in giving these people a performance, because there's very few people understand how wonderful Neil Diamond's live shows were until you experience it for yourself.
And that's one of, to me, and I know there are people out there who don't care for cover bands or tribute bands. They want to see the live act. And for me, I think it's a benefit because you can't always see the band you want to. And in Neil Diamond's case, he stopped touring almost 8 years ago because of Parkinson's disease. So you get to see a tribute show. It's about it's the next best thing to it if you want to see that act live. Are you aware, David, of whether or not he is aware of your show? And if he is, what his thoughts are on it?
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. One of the perks about having 4 kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. Mm-hmm. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money?
Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
Yeah, you know, there's a few things there. You know, my dad died with Parkinson's. Neil Diamond has Parkinson's. We're connected to a charity called Drive Toward a Cure, who a lot of the money for our tour, especially the Greek Theater show, which is going to be at the very stage that Neil Diamond performed in 1972. We're doing a show there for the anniversary. And a lot of the funds are going to go towards Parkinson's disease. So the point I'm bringing out is that, you know, he is my heart is very special to the cause. And also him being from New York, we have a lot of connection there. But, you know, for sure, you know, Neil Diamond, you know, he's aware of us in the sense that we're a big enough player in the Neil Diamond tribute world that I know that he's aware of us. But we're a little bit late to the game in the sense that a lot of the guys who've been around for a while, like the So Good Guys and the gentleman Jerry White from out west, you know, they were doing it when he was young, when he was still active. So he got a chance to go to their show, or they went to his show and they introduced themselves, and there was a little bit of a relationship. Now, you know, he's not really seeing anyone, and it saddens me. You know, believe me, it saddens me that I may never get a chance to really, you know, meet him and talk to him and let him know how much we appreciate and how honored we are to be able to be sharing his music. So it's a little bittersweet, you know, as far as that goes. But we're doing the best we can to just keep his music alive, to keep the energy, to make it as authentic as possible, and also give back with this charity for Parkinson's research and patient care.
Do you ever have any wild moments on stage where maybe people forget that you're not the real Neil Diamond or you have fans who are a little too into it?
You know, that's very funny you ask that, because I'm not a very outgoing, eccentric person until I get on stage. And even still, you know, and the reason I say that is because, you know, I always feel that and it took a while for me. Now that we're doing this a few years, it's very different for me. Now I enjoy the moment, because I think what people want is they want to believe. They want to be entertained. They don't want someone to come on stage who's tentative. And, you know, so it took me a little while to do exactly that. You know, I say they're ready for Neil Diamond. Then all of a sudden this guy comes out. I don't really look like him, you know, and, you know, I am from New York, so I have a little bit of the same accent that he has. but it's, I always feel that people are going to be like, you know, there's always going to be a letdown. So that's why we spend so much time really perfecting the authenticity of the sound and the performance that we do. But you know what? People go crazy. You know, to that point, people, they when I walk out on stage and I get the cheers, you know, because the band starts, right? The music starts, and I always come out like Neil did. I would come out after, you know, a couple of seconds after the music starts, and there'd be big cheers. And at first, I was like, you know, they're cheering for me. They're really cheering for Neil. Mm-hmm. So there's like a little bit of an identity crisis there. It was very strange for me at the beginning. But at the end of the day, we now embrace that. We now go out there. I personally go out there, and I love to entertain and let them have that feeling that they came for. And it's been so much fun.
What song, speaking of cheers, is there one song that gets the loudest cheer that people go crazy for?
Well, you know the answer to that. There's one, Sweet Caroline obviously is the one that everyone goes crazy for. But you know, but I do appreciate your question, because, you know, because you know what, it's all about, even if you saw Song Song Blue, the movie, it's all about Sweet Caroline. However, you want to know something? People come to the show and they're like, he did that. He did that. I mean, listen, I'm a believer. The one he wrote for the Monkees, Forever in Blue Jeans, Cracklin' Rosie, Love on the Rocks, all the songs from the jazz singer, America, Hello, Hey Louise. I mean, I get chills. It's just one after another. It doesn't stop the excitement of his songs and all the things. I mean, Hot August Nights. It's just really amazing. So I enjoy, my favorite song to sing is a lot of times is either Forever in Blue Jeans for the excitement, but also I love I Am I Said, which is the song when he was really struggling whether to stay in New York or go back to stay in LA or go back to New York. So that was a very emotional song for him. And I feel the emotion in the crowd, in the audience when I'm singing it. So that's a special as well.
So when you were doing these shows, are women throwing underwear on the stage?
Oh my
Does that happen?
You know, I get that question all the time. Okay, you know, I okay. really do. You know, my wife comes to all the shows in New York, so we have a sign. No underwear on the stage.
She wouldn't get upset, though. She understands.
No, she's very understanding. You know, she gets a kick out of it. But you know what? There are people. I get a little taste of what it's like. You know, for some of the real artists that perform that have some crazy people that can really be over the top. And we get some of them at the end. People that drank a little bit. It gets interesting. You know, I got a hotel room key put in my pocket one time. You know what I mean? It's very funny. But my son is like 34 and he's very handsome, and you know he grabs all the attention, which is great, you know, from
That's
the
perfect.
Ladies.
That's perfect. Funny. Let him take the attention away from you, so
exactly,
you won't get in trouble.
Exactly.
David Jacobson, we're looking forward to the show. The Factory is a pretty cool music venue too. Neil Forever, January 9th at 8:00. There are tickets available. TheFactoryStL.com. David Jacobson is part of Neil Forever. In fact, he plays the part of Neil Diamond. And David, we appreciate you being on with us today. Thank you.
Oh, it's my pleasure, guys. Thanks for having me.
Again, TheFactoryStL.com. Amy didn't know that was a thing at Neil Diamond shows where women were throwing
I thought that was just
bras
a rock
and underpants.
Star thing. Because Willie Nelson has a whole wall of bras or something.
So, like, there are some who get them more than others.
Mm-hmm.
Like, the old acts, like Tom Jones used to get it all the time.
Well, tribute bands get them here because I knew the guy that was the lead singer for Street Fighting Band, which was the Rolling Stones tribute. Oh, he was really good. He kind of looked like Mick Jagger. There was underwear thrown on stage for that. A tribute band for the Rolling Stones.
I might go to this show next Friday.
Do you bring extra underwear, or is it like a hat?
Nah,
like
you
have to bring your own.
Yeah,
and wear
the
ones you're wearing.
Well, you take them off. You throw them up there.
Wow, that seems like you go to a hockey game, you lose your hat. You go to a concert, you lose your underwear. This is getting too expensive. Not in this economy.
I might go. I think I'm gonna throw mine on stage.
If you're gonna throw underwear on the stage, you need to like go to Walmart and buy like a 20 pack cheap underwear, so that way you have them.
Robert is watching us on YouTube and says, caller number? He's wanting to know when we're giving away tickets. We're not giving away tickets for this show. We already did that. You missed it.
We did do that.
Two or three weeks ago.
Yeah, it was a while ago.
Sorry, man. When you have an opportunity to win tickets for whatever it is, you have to be paying attention and you have to participate then. Otherwise, too late. But you can still get tickets for Neil Forever at thefactorystl.com. Gas House Gang is coming up at 12 o'clock. Bernie Miklas and me will talk a little NFL with Aaron Schatz. That's coming up on the show today on KMOX.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.